Are you stuck trying to grow your marketing business? Do you find yourself struggling to find out what content to make, what emails to send, what funnels to use, how you should generate leads and then convert those leads into customers and clients? And does your current marketing system look more like a junk drawer of marketing strategies rather than a well-oiled machine? What if I told you the problem isn't you? It's the strategy. And the solution could absolutely transform your business into a momentum-building machine that works for you even when you're not working. Sounds impossible, right? Stick with me because today I'm going to show you exactly how you can make that happen as a solopreneur. So most solopreneurs are struggling to grow their online business. And there's a number of different reasons for this, but the most common one, and really what they all boil down to, is because they lack a cohesive marketing system that operates on the momentum that their marketing efforts build. And what's worse is everywhere they look, they're being told to focus on isolated strategies like linear funnels, rather than a system that ties everything together for long-term growth. And if they do find a cohesive system, it's too rigid and it starts to fall apart as soon as they start customizing it for their business. Look, I think if most people took a step back, they'd see that they have a bunch of half-built bridges all over their marketing assets as they jump from funnel to funnel and strategy to strategy, always trying to find that new latest thing that's working right now. It's like you're on a never-ending marketing treadmill, constantly chasing the next lead or customer. Sound familiar? So, how do we break free from this cycle? How can we, the solopreneurs, build our business in a way that blocks out all of the noise and provides a steady stream of leads and customers and builds momentum while we're doing it? It's called the solopreneur flywheel. And the best part is, once you understand how this works, you'll never look at business growth the same way again. You'll see exactly why some solopreneurs seem to effortlessly attract customers and grow their business, while others struggle to gain traction at all. And more importantly, you'll know how to position yourself on the winning side of this equation. So before we dive into what a solopreneur flywheel is, we should take a quick minute to talk about what the flywheel model is. A flywheel is a big heavy gear in an engine that builds momentum and uses stored energy to keep the engine running smoothly, even when there are interruptions in power. At first, it takes a lot of energy to get that big heavy wheel to spin, but eventually, all of the effort starts to compound and it begins to spin faster and faster, requiring less and less effort to keep it going. Eventually, the momentum takes over and the flywheel moves on its own. That's the beauty of a flywheel. It compounds your efforts over time. In inbound marketing, your business is the flywheel and it's fueled by each part of your marketing ecosystem. Your content, your offers, your lead nurture sequences, your funnels. It's all like a push on that wheel. So when you first start creating content, building your audience, launching your offers, it feels like you're pushing that heavy flywheel with all of your effort. You might spend hours crafting the perfect video or recording a podcast episode, and at first, it seems like nobody's listening. But each piece of content you publish, each lead magnet you create, each email you send, it's all pushing that flywheel forward. Here's what makes the flywheel so powerful. As your content library starts to grow, it starts working for you 24/7. That blog post you wrote 6 months ago, it's still attracting organic traffic. The podcast episode you recorded last year, new listeners are still discovering it every day, and your lead magnets are continuously converting visitors into subscribers. Your nurture sequences are automatically guiding prospects towards your offers, and any paid traffic you run is like pouring racing fuel onto the fire. The most beautiful part of a flywheel is in its compounding effect. Each new piece of content doesn't just work in isolation. It strengthens everything else in your marketing ecosystem. Your growing audience shares your content, leading to more visibility. More visibility means more leads. More leads mean more customers, and satisfied customers become advocates and, you know, raving fans of your brand who bring in even more audience members, more leads, customers, and it's this cycle that goes around and around, right? Just like in that industrial flywheel, once your marketing flywheel starts to gain momentum, it takes less and less energy to maintain its speed. You're no longer starting from zero with each piece of content or offer. Now, the flywheel concept was originally created and made popular by companies like Amazon and HubSpot, right? These large companies. So how do we adapt the flywheel model for solopreneurs who don't have a $10,000 a day ad budget, dedicated sales teams, and a separate department for every marketing activity? That's where my solopreneur flywheel framework comes in. And that's exactly what I'm going to walk you through here. So What is the Solopreneur Flywheel Framework? Well, let me start by telling you what it's not. It's not one of those rigid cookie-cutter systems that tells you exactly what funnel to use and how to structure your entire business around it. Those systems, I find, make you twist and turn your business to fit their mold, and if it doesn't work, you're left starting over from scratch. The Solopreneur Flywheel is different. Instead of forcing your business into somebody else's blueprint, the flywheel adapts to you. It's a flexible, cohesive system designed to create momentum by building an engaged audience that converts into leads, nurturing those leads with valuable content that not only positions you as an authority, but builds the know, like, and trust that you need. And then it converts those leads into customers by making the right offers with the right message at the right time. Sometimes this happens in a matter of minutes with one single funnel. Other times, it takes days, weeks, or even months with multiple funnels. But the most important part is each lead is flowing through your flywheel at their own pace, getting what they need at each step of the way to become a customer or client. So let me paint you a picture of what most solopreneurs are doing. They spot a hot new marketing funnel that everybody's talking about. They spend weeks building it out, basically bet their entire business on it working. But here's the problem. If that doesn't work, they're back to square one, starting all over again, and it's exhausting, right? With the Solopreneur Flywheel, when you spot that new marketing strategy you want to try, instead of rebuilding your entire business around it, you simply plug it into your existing flywheel. Think of it like adding a turbocharger to your car's engine, right? If the new strategy works, great, awesome. It becomes a piece of your flywheel, right? Another gear in your flywheel that's going to constantly fuel it. And if it doesn't, no problem. You can remove it without ever missing a beat because your core flywheel keeps running, attracting an audience, nurturing leads, converting customers as if nothing ever happened. Your built-up momentum, just like in the industrial flywheel, where the, you know, or in a car, where the flywheel stores the built-up momentum. So when there are interruptions in power, it keeps running smoothly. Your flywheel is going to do the same thing. Your built-up momentum will protect your business from these types of events, you know, market volatility, and, you know, even a change in an algorithm that could, you know, change where your traffic's coming down or shut off your ad account. Those types of issues is why you need a flywheel that's constantly moving forward and you can lean on that momentum in tough times. Now, I know you're dying to take a look at the framework itself. So without further ado, let's dive in. The Solopreneur Flywheel is powered by four core engines. Your attention engine, this is responsible for attracting an audience, driving targeted traffic into your flywheel, and positioning you as an authority leader in your market. The nurture engine, this is responsible for using value to nurture your leads into customers and your customers into repeat customers and brand advocates. Your conversion engine, this is where your funnels live, and they convert leads into customers throughout the customer journey. And at the center of it all is your offer engine. This is responsible for the positioning, structure, and sequencing of your offers. So let's take a look at what each engine does and how it works in a little bit more detail. So the first thing we do when building out a solopreneur flywheel is focus on the offer engine because it's the one piece that ties everything together. It's the core of your flywheel. Now, most flywheel models you'll see out there completely overlook the offers. They don't even mention them. But without well-positioned, well-structured, and properly sequenced offers, the rest of your flywheel just won't work, no matter how great your marketing efforts are. Your offers, whether it's a lead magnet, tripwire, entry-level offer, value maximizer, or your core offer, are the foundation of every other engine. And that's why we always start there. In the offer engine, there are three key pillars to creating irresistible offers: your positioning, your structure, and your offer sequencing. Positioning is what makes your offer truly irresistible. And most people get this wrong. It's how you present your offer in a way that clearly communicates its value and how it solves the problem and delivers on the promise that it's promising and what's unique about it that makes it the best or only option in the market. Your positioning is what makes your leads stop in their tracks and say, hey, wait, this is exactly what I've been looking for. I have to have this. The structure of your offer is the composition of the different elements, such as the how the offer is delivered. Okay, is it a course, coaching? Do they get membership access? How the offer is priced, the bonuses you offer, if any, and other elements like guarantees or scarcity, okay? That's the structure. Sequencing is the strategic order in which you present your offers. Each offer builds on the last, guiding your audience through a journey that delivers quick wins, builds trust and engagement, and naturally leads to the next step in your value ladder. I know this seems like common sense, but I can show you how most solopreneurs are getting this wrong, and the sequencing just doesn't make sense. This one little tweak can absolutely change your business. Each step or offer needs to build on the previous one, encouraging customers to engage further, make additional purchases, and ascend through your value ladder on what we call ascension paths. And this isn't just stringing together random offers. You start with your core offer, and then you splinter that down into smaller pieces that solve a smaller related problem that also provides a quick win. These splintered pieces become your lead magnets, tripwires, and upsells. So for example, if your core offer is a coaching program, right? Your lead magnet might be a checklist. Your tripwire could be a low-cost mini course or challenge that builds on the previous problem solved. And your core offer might be a group coaching program with maybe private coaching as your upsell. When everything works together in harmony, your offer engine turns into a powerful system that attracts the right audience, converts them into customers, and guides them to your higher valued offers. So instead of guessing which offers you're going to be creating, you'll know exactly what to build and how each offer naturally leads to the next. So now that we understand how to create irresistible offers, let's talk about getting those offers in front of the right people. And this is where your attraction engine comes into play. Here's the truth. Attention is the most valuable commodity for any business owner today. The number one reason solopreneurs and most businesses struggle is obscurity. Not enough people know who you are, how you can solve their problems, what you have to offer. You could have the most amazing offers, the highest converting funnels in the world, but none of it will matter if nobody sees them. Without attention, your flywheel simply can't run. And that's where the attention engine comes in, and that's why it's so important. The attention engine is responsible for attracting your ideal audience through organic content, referrals, and paid ads, driving traffic into your flywheel, and positioning you as an authority in your market. And by following simple frameworks, you won't waste time worrying about, the right type of content to make. Your attention engine will take all the guesswork out of content creation. Instead of feeling overwhelmed or resorting to copying what others are doing, you'll create content strategically designed to show your expertise, demonstrate how you can solve your customers' problems, and then shuttle them into your flywheel. You'll focus on providing value, solving real problems and delivering quick wins, driving engagement, capturing attention and guiding people into your funnels, positioning yourself as an authority, right? Showing your audience that you're the go-to solution in your niche. And the best part is when you do this right, it doesn't matter how many followers you have or whether or not you have piles of testimonials yet. Of course, all of those things help, but by providing value and then offering your audience solutions to their problems that actually deliver quick wins, that'll do more than any testimonial ever could. Every piece of content you publish becomes a part of your flywheel, driving more traffic and building more momentum. Unlike paid advertising that stops the moment you turn off the tap, content continues working for you long after you've published it. Your blog post from 6 months ago, it could bring in the perfect client today. That video you recorded last year might be the exact thing somebody needs to see right now to trust you with their business. Every piece of your content library becomes a magnet that has the potential to attract audiences for years to come. Now, the attention engine obviously includes paid traffic strategies as well, as I've mentioned, but we start with a focus on content because it helps to provide credibility to your ads, and it also helps you in generating the audiences that you'll be targeting with your ads. That's where your conversion engine comes into play. At the heart of your conversion engine are funnels. But here's an important distinction. A funnel is just a marketing asset, not a complete growth system. It's a tool that helps to guide your audience through specific steps that they need to go through. But on its own, one funnel won't sustain your entire business. Now, contrary to what you'll hear from others that talk about flywheels and say that with a flywheel, you don't need a funnel, you actually want multiple funnels in your flywheel. But, and this is an important but, you should build them one at a time. Think of it like opening restaurants in a chain. You wouldn't open 5 locations simultaneously before proving your concept works in one location first. Focus on building and optimizing one funnel until it consistently produces results before moving on to the next. Why multiple funnels? Because it's like having multiple engines powering your airplane. If one engine experiences issues, you have others to keep you airborne. Every funnel, no matter how well it converts today, will eventually stop converting. And when that happens, you don't want your entire business to come to a standstill. Instead, your other funnels keep generating leads and sales while you work on optimizing or replacing the underperforming funnel. This is where the beauty of the flywheel really starts to shine through. Unlike other models that put all their eggs in one funnel basket, your conversion engine is designed for sustainability and growth. Each successful funnel you add becomes another gear in your flywheel, contributing to that unstoppable momentum that we've been building. So remember, the goal is not to create one perfect funnel and leave it there. It's to create an engine of funnels that will adapt and grow with your business. Start with one well-designed funnel that matches your audience's awareness level, get it performing, and then gradually add more pathways for different segments of your audience. This gives you steady growth while minimizing the risk and allowing you to build a business that doesn't depend on any one single conversion path. Now, let's talk about what might be the most underappreciated yet powerful part of a flywheel, and my personal favorite, the nurture engine. Most business owners treat nurturing like an afterthought. They might send out a weekly newsletter with a random industry update and call it a day. That's like trying to build a friendship by sending someone a generic greeting card once a week. It's not enough to create a meaningful connection. You need to think of your nurture sequences as a carefully crafted journey. For leads, you have a sequence of emails designed to build trust and educate them on your model, your way of doing things, and provide valuable information and guide them towards making a purchase. For customers, you continue nurturing them with valuable content, exclusive offers, and personalized experiences to encourage repeat purchases and deepen their relationship with your brand. Most solopreneurs stop nurturing their audiences after the first purchase. That's a big mistake. Your nurture engine should continue to provide ongoing value so that it can encourage repeat purchases and help customers ascend your offer ladder, right? Your ascension paths. This isn't just a one and done thing. Your nurture sequences should be constantly evolving, adding in your most successful emails and refining your messaging over time. One of the reasons people struggle with this is because they simply don't know what emails to send, what to write. So again, the Solopreneur Flywheel has a specific framework for this, where we use a specific automated sequence of emails leading with value. Once a week, your leads will get a lead magnet or a free gift because they're already on your list, right? And this gift will solve a different problem for them. The following emails that week will go deeper on how it can solve that problem while making other offers to convert them. Using email automation, we can make sure that each lead goes through the sequence based on what lead magnets or what free gifts or assets they have or haven't received yet. This makes sure that every unconverted lead has seen at least one of your lead magnets and has been educated on all the different ways you can help them solve their problems and achieve their goals. Different leads are going to be triggered to convert with different assets, so you might as well throw all of your assets at them in a strategic way, right? I mean, just because somebody came in on one lead magnet that solves this problem, that might not be the problem that needs to be solved for them to convert. It might be this other problem. So just waiting for them to somehow find the funnel where you deliver that lead magnet, that's not a good strategy. You want to make sure that you're giving them these things, and that's what a proper nurture sequence will do. Another key asset in your nurture engine is your core content. It's a high-value piece of content that showcases your unique mechanism, your special approach or methodology that sets you apart. Usually, it's a video, webinar, guide, and sometimes even a short challenge. It's a nurture and conversion asset that can take someone from, I've never heard of you, all the way to, I need to work with you right now in one sitting. It's a carefully crafted journey that educates your audience while positioning you as the obvious choice for solving their problems. It should be substantial enough to move someone through all the levels of awareness, from curious to convinced. It's a powerful tool that feeds into all your other engines, right? The real power of your nurture engine comes from how these components work together. Your email sequences keep people engaged and moving forward, while your core content provides the deep understanding that they need to make informed decisions. Each piece reinforces the other, creating a nurture system that builds unstoppable momentum in your business. So what a solopreneur flywheel does is it allows your customers to move through the customer journey at the optimal pace for them, making sure that they get what they need at each step of the way, not just doing business with you, but building a deep relationship with your business. The solopreneur flywheel transforms your marketing efforts from a series of exhausting sprints into a powerful, self-sustaining engine that drives continuous growth. So, the question you're probably left thinking is, how can I get started building my solopreneur flywheel? There's a couple different answers to that. If you're willing to put in the work, head over to solopreneurplaybook.com, and the playbook will walk you step by step through each of the frameworks with video training, interactive worksheets, templates, and of course, AI to assist anywhere you get stuck. Your other option is to book a call with me and see if you'd be a good fit for the 90-day Solopreneur Flywheel Launchpad coaching program, where I'll guide you through the playbook every step of the way with weekly one-on-one private calls and a private chat channel to make sure that you absolutely nail every single piece and make sure that it's customized for your business. If you prefer a more hands-off approach and you just want your flywheel built completely for you in as little as 30 days, you can book a call for that as well to see if we'd be a good fit to work together. To book a call for either, head over to solopreneurplaybook.com/call. Again, links below this video for everything. Now get out there and start building your flywheel.